is Shin Chaf Aleph. We did with Al Tesvav and Tezayin, and now we're looking at the Mishaburas on Tezvav. So that's going to be Sivkat Nur Chest. So actually, we did with Dalad and Tezayin, we didn't do Tezvav. Chadosh Aloshim Erev Shabbos. So the person had mustard seed in Erev Shabbos. Let's see the Siv. So he already added liquid to the mustard seed, which creates what we refer to as mustard, which is really a combination of the mustard seed plus vinegar and water, etc. So he already made that mixture before Shabbos. So he did the first stage of the process, which is adding the liquid to the and the salad together. Now the second step is stirring it. So the mocher yochel arvoy. So on Shabbos, he mixed it. He put the two together in the kliyad before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, he wants to stir it so he can be ma'arav it. He can do the process of stirring it together, and therefore it can become what looks like mustard. Heim b'yad v'heim b'kli. He can do it whether he does it b'yad or he does it b'kli. V'noisim l'soichay devash. But lo yituf l'arva b'kach. Nashigishu shbi b'kayach. Ella ma'arva matamat. We did do this. Okay. So the Mishabur Nukas. Yochal arva b'mayim b'yayim. We're talking about combining it with the water or with wine. Fila imloy. Nisar of mayim b'chardel kadam Shabbos. There's a certain amount of moisture which comes in the seeds, and that itself makes a paste, makes the mustard into a paste. So you can combine the mustard seeds with their own liquid and create a paste. That's also going to be sufficient to matter this on Shabbos later on. And now you can add an actual liquid. Because the act of adding in the liquid alone is not considered lisha until you actually stir it. Now, that which you're then stirring it, so I understand. So the first stage is not lisha because you did it before Shabbos or because you hold it, there's no iser. And then in the first stage. But the second stage, we're allowing you to stir it. That it's almost lisha. So in gibel b'zep, shem derech gibel b'chardel b'chem b'shachalayim b'shum hu ayin etrifa. Danish ma'arav b'kayach. The standard way of doing it was trifa, which is more like a. If you picture you are scrambling eggs, and you're moving it with your hand like that, that's called trifa. Which you mean he mixes it b'kayach mekanu ma'arav b'nachas. He's doing it gently. And that's the language over here. Ma'arav matmat means gently. Doesn't mean that it's not discussing the amount. It's discussing the gentle. The fact that you did it lightly. The Sharatzian points it out. The Gemara lo nizka klal de'iruv hu davka mat. Not like I said before that you have to do a small amount. That's not the issue. B'chein mashem b'siyos ha'deikar hu shelo yitrif b'koyach. Fine. So that's what he's saying over here. That what you do it. The main thing over here you do is you do it gently, and you don't do it bekach. It's a bekach. You don't do it with a strong, intense stirring. You do it a light mixture together, and that's mutter. That's the shini which makes it mutter. You know what? I remember we wanted to do some points of the Bir Halacha, which we didn't do yet. I think that's where we're at. Okay. So first of all, let's take a look at the Bir Halacha back on Sif Tes Yudalid Emigablin. So the Mishabura in the introduction mentioned two opinions: whether the lisha starts when you add the liquid and the salt together in the container, or when you actually start stirring them together. I'm actually with Mr. Bura, the Dasbal Chumas leaves the Karebi to take him shasam by Mayim Chayiv. As soon as you add the liquid, even though there's no action of stirring it, just pouring the liquid in is enough to Mechayiv. So he does say Yeshamar and these Kapoy Basif Tezai and the Basimin Shin Khatal and Sif Gimel. Okay. Without the nearly borrowed the feel of the Dasbal Chumas Hazet, the Nasinas Mayim Nikri Gibel, Kanda Balachum is that we say that the gibel is the act of adding the liquid and the salad together in the container. He doesn't mean that stirring it is not lisha. Okay? Let's say we're not my mayor of Shabbos. He added the liquid before Shabbos. So we don't apply this rule of ein lisha achar lisha, which we'll see whether there is such a shita or not. That to say that since he added the liquid and the salt together in the container before Shabbos, that's called lisha. Now when you're stirring it, ein lisha achar lisha. That's not true. How do I know? That there's no rule of enli shachar lisha. We find in certain malachas we have a rule of toichen achar toichen. Once you grind it once, you can't be chayav for being toichen it a second time. But lisha, that's not true. So, for example, the Shad Yerushalmi says halosh v'ha'orech v'ha'mekatev chayav mishum losh. It's a person who kneads it together, and then he's orech it, which means he shapes it into the loaf. The makata means that he then, he bastes it with some type of a liquid that should come out looking shiny, etc. All those are part of the lisha process. He's chai b'shem losh. B'hinei melechas ha'aricha hi achar lisha. So there'd be a rule of ein lisha achar lisha. So you want to tell me each one of them is a tolda, and a person can be chai for that. Okay, I get it. But you can't, if you hold that ein lisha achar lisha, we have a problem that you can't be chai for the second one. It's all it is another form of lisha. I mean, you're talking about ein lisha achar lisha. Because another stage which adds another element to it is still called lisha. Because we're saying that the act of shaping it makes it the lisha, which is the goal to create the loaf, is done better. So therefore, adding the liquid and the salad into the container before Shabbos, they don't combine as well as when you actually knead it together and stir it together. So over here, if you put it before Shabbos, all you had before Shabbos was adding the water. That's called gibuloi. So that's the Yisrael that says over here, there's no rule of ein lisha achar lisha, as long as the second lisha is in some way adding something to the process. And that would be true pashtus based on the rule of melechas machshavas. If the second lisha is not really adding anything, so it's not melechas machshavas, it wouldn't be chayv. Okay. Okay, so the next Be'alochim. So you can't do Kemach Koli Harbe because you might come to do Kemach Shena Koli. So the Be'alochim goes a few steps over here. He named the Gemara East of the Brice of the Matur Gibel Ayin Shinui. So the Gemara says that which the Brice allows you to do a Shinui in the Gibel of how the stirring process, it's not like Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, so just adding the water, there's no real shinui in that, so that would make it chiyuv already. So what else it helped me that later on he stirs it small amounts, so that doesn't help me, but the adding of the water, he's ready chayiv. So the Mara says that this rice is going to rishon b'hudah. There's no chiyuv for putting the water and the flour together in the bowl. It's only when the person actually combines it. So you say, you know what? When you're combining it, you're megabol mat mat, and then that's mutter. Fine. Because the Brimah God and the last of Toys is b'shabbos yudches the sirul the b'davar shalav bar gibel l'kul yam achay ben asinah samay. Now let's take it a step right to the Mishnah Berurah mentioned the something which is not a bar gibel. So Toysa Shita is that everybody agrees to Rebbe that the moment of the chiyuv is when you put the liquid and the salt together in the container. So now it comes out this heter over here. cannot apply. There's someone who's not a bar gibel. Because someone's not a bar gibel, we said step number one, that if you hold that just putting the two things in the kli together is already chayiv, the shinui is too late. So the shinui is going like the pinion, which is the chayiv only starts when he actually starts to stir it. A. B. Tosfos says something which is not a bar gibel. Everybody agrees that the chayiv is the time when you put the liquid and the salad together in the kli. So if someone's not a bar gibel, you can't have this heter. Because that's the word I said. It's something which you're chayiv immediately. It's too late to do the shinui.
Except for the shinui, squishing the water.
But it doesn't help you because it's too late. Because as soon as you put the two in the kli, if it's not a bar gibel,
put it in a different order. Right.
Yeah, but we'll take it one step at a time. That's a shini. That's not a shini gomer, and that's only matter in the case of a plila raka. Okay. So the prima gadim says that's a twisted b'shabbes. The b'yuches the sirlu the b'davar the laber gibel the kuliyama chayim and the sinas mayim. So according to Tosfos, the Mordechai said, if you hold the promise in Sinas Mayim, this heter doesn't exist. A. B. We have a Gemara which says that it's mutter by the case of Kemba Kali. Right? And if Kemba Kali is not a bar gibel, according to Tosfos, every holds your chayim in Sinas Mayim, so the heter can't exist. Tosfos has to hold the Kemba Kali is a bar gibel. So I'll call the Kemba Kali bar gibel, whom hutra gibel ayere shini de mahat mahat. Because of the fizet, so once that's true that kemakoli is called the bar gibel, and so you have the heter mat, so kemakshenakoli also should have the same heter. There's no difference between the two of them. Kemakshenakoli muta ayirei shini de mat latana ger lemayin shom. So that's the Rima Gadim's thought process. They used to do it for the chicken. They used to do to feed the chickens. Reason is having Nishma Zalim, the Shehizik Allah Bazet. So it comes along the Nishma Zalim and says, you got it all wrong. It's like this. Because the female of Kaimel and the Chatzisha Osiminatara, Bavari Gamat, Mat, Osiminatara. So the Heteromat, Mat, cannot be based on the rule of it's less than a Shir, because that doesn't help me, because Chatzisha Osiminatara. Ve'en loymar, Dimishum, the Yeshlo, Isa Gadoyla, Lolush, Veseo, Be Mat, Mat, Choshev Shinri. Let's argue that the pshat is that hagufa that you have a large amount that you have to do when you do it little pieces at a time. That's the shinui. The kaimelam shabbos kuf kimelam beis the filo yesh la riga akol a beged varg beis chutim chayiv lo mischashev shinui bezet. Doing it in stages is not considered a shinui. Can hodin barik kut echad or belisha pachas mikir kargus yesh al kaponim isur tar bezet. So therefore, I'll argue now. That one chut, which is chayiv, two chutim are chayiv, but one chut is also al chasis shasim in the Torah. Yechim the shemalosh oid pachas mikashir yisbatal isur min alisha rishonu. I mean, he did a little bit, but you told me that's isur the rice because it's chasis shasim in the Torah. Then you do a little more. So, now it's a shini lemafreya. Now it's barzum shini and not chayiv. It's not osur the rice. Okay. Furthermore, this whole discussion that it's only a chashishir is in a case where the first chashishir was consumed before the second chashishir came into the world. Because there's a Gemara, the Ilav Hachi Mitzdar Filadari, with Yesh Mishem Chiev Chathas Ein Shabbos Tapei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says if the person would do a chatzi malacha b'hitzah, then the chatzi malacha b'hitzah, as long as the first act of b'hitzah is still intact, i.e., the item that you moved outside is still sitting there. So when he moves the second one, he's chayiv. He did b'hitzah on a shear. In fact, he did it in two stages, doesn't make him potter. If, however, the first half was consumed or destroyed before he brought the second half, he's not chayiv. Because they can't be mistarved to each other. Okay, so it's not the chayyadim, the nishma zadim, which is the chayyadim. Well, hutter zakiyim became a koli, the labar gibel. The only way this sora mat is going to be mutter is only because it's not a bar gibel. Okay, so that makes sense, if like the Rambam. The Tanna Bar Gibbon makes the Tanna Chiyuv d'Oraisa. It's only the Rabbanon. So he says, you know, it's only the Rabbanon. There's always Chassid Shoshim in the Torah. It's only the Rabbanon. They didn't ask it by a small amount. I like Toysis, Zotan Ishmael, and what's going to be with Toysis? Uladasa Toysis, the Siatim, the Sphere, the Kemach Koli Bar Gibbon. Okay, so that which the Toysis, so I agree with the Prima Godim that Toysis has to hold that Kemach Koli is Bar Gibbon. Shaz, what's the Hetzer Ma'at Ma'at then? Mefarish, Masha, Gemara, Al Yad, Hano Ayre Shinoi, Dikil Acher Yad. So Al Yad doesn't mean a little bit, take a little in your hands and a little more in your hands, which is Ma'at Ma'at. But it means doing a Kil Acher Yad. You say, yeah, but Zemi Dibi Rashi. That's what the Nishma Zodim says. Sabir Loch gets a little bit nervous that's fairish. We should have learned that the Heter Mat means a little bit of time. Not because you're doing a Kalach or Yad Hashinu. Abemis Chalila Lintois Bezemi Diva Rishonim Hano Riff the Riff the Kosta Behedja the Purusha Mat became Befirish Rabbeinu Chananel. You're talking about Riff and Rabbeinu Chananel are both saying the words that Yad Yad means Mat. So that what you're suggesting that Al Yad Yad does not mean Mat. That's connected to Riff and Rabbeinu Chananel. That's very difficult. Because the Baruch Erech Yad, he matched me a Rambam, he made a Gemara, but it's Gelulim, but it's Zohar. He tests, covers all Yad, Yarbe, the Asim Mukhad, the Shehrush, and Ma'at, Ma'at, within the more means, the clear, within the more usage of the word Al Yad means a little bit at a time. Rashi Gubba, the Bey, your Bey is Befarish, Al Yad, Al Yad, Ma'at, Ma'at. They're talking about Teuchen, not about Losh. The word Al Yad means a little bit of time. So if you ever hear me something else, that's very not mistaber. Gam kam masha kosa mikor the high goivlin hu kalacher yad. Gam kena kavana the fee shahu ayere shino the mathematic refer shu chisel the kakor kalacher yad. The kalacher yad is the fact that you're doing it a little bit of time. Achafiza kosa kushosa al makoma. So we're back to square one. The kamel and the chatzir shir osim in a terror. So what does that help me doing a little bit of time? Chatzir shir osim in a terror. Skip the brackets. Nearly the Bemis Adinim and Isra Zodim. The Kemah Baalma Yesh Isra Minatara Apachat Isra. So, that which the Prima Godim is learning from Kemah Koli to Kemah Shena Koli, which means regular flour, and saying if these Be'etzim is no difference in Allah between the two of them, and over here there's a Heter Mat. So, in the case of regular flour, there's a Heter Mat. There's no way. Kemah Baalma, there's a Chiyuv, there's an Isra Minatara and a Chat Isra. Well, the hutzer became a koli mishum zed. That's not the het over here of chatzi shir. Megam dim kein hoyel the rav chista loymer pachus mikashir. Why does he have to say al yad al yad, which means mat mat? Say do the het is pachus mikashir. Do pachus mikashir. Come on, me leil daf yedalad. Let me look at this. Al yad al yad al yad. Elamai like this. Elavarei the af im hoyek gregris. Kegurgus is the shear of the person's chayiv. So the het over here is nothing to do with chatzis shear, because even if you have an actual full shear, it'd still be mutter by chemical. The gurgus who gam ken mat the maisa that it's still a small amount. She asked the dafka pachas mikashir. There's no mention of pachas mikashir when it says mat mat. It just means a small amount. Now, but Tama Heter near. So what's talking of Pshat? What's the Heter? It's not a Heter of Chatzis Shir. So there's no Heter of what? Mishum, Da'ire Masha Miyabshin Akaloya is Bataner. First they take the kernels and they roast them in the Taner. So and that process makes them edible. So who chashev k'mo davar shenefa when he's bashel? It's already been made. It's already been baked. Can after all yedein nesinus ma'im shenosim b'soich achar kach umiskabel. So when you add water, it does solidify. It comes together as a unit. Even though that's true, So we have this heter which we mentioned before, that of derech achilas bekach, that it's once it's already an oichel, so it's not considered lisha to make it more usable. So once I'm telling you that the heter here is kilo, it's cooked or baked, and that's why made it edible. So it's like it's already a cooked item, which or baked item, which lisha is too late. Okay.
So that seems to be matter a lot of other things also, huh? If I want to mix my tuna fish with whatever.
We shall see. Yes, it's a good question. It's a fair question. Where's it going on? Philip Rach Sarah Shamas? Fine. Yaqul Arba is in the second. Where is it? Oh, the second seat. Fine. Let's see. Shachalayim. Here, shachalayim is Barabbi is called Taka Lasher Laz Cretian. It's watercress. Now, if you ask me, Lord, I have no idea what watercress looks like, but I believe you. Shadochim Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, you ground it up, broke it into pieces, and then you want to now make a mixture out of it. So the macher you can add, according to the first sheet over here, you can add in the liquids on Shabbos, because this first sheet is paskening not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's paskening like Rabbi. This first sheet is paskening like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi. And then the theme is only from the stirring stage, not from the act of putting the two things together. So just putting it together is not a problem. So then we say, okay, now he has to do a shinui in the process of actually making it into one mass. So that solution is not to do trifa, not to be tarifit, which is to rub it together vigorously, but to just let it mix together. The same thing is true by garlic, the machanos and pulver grease. So you can add in these other ingredients. Broad beans and the greasin are pieces of broad beans. Liyutuf elamarv. Gabi Yisharim the lo yar bekaf ela biyat. So some say you need a shinoi, even when you're not doing trefa, which is the strong action, doing a light action of mixing it together. It has to be done without a kli.
What did Ram ask for you?
I'm in the Shulchan Aruch.
I'll be back in Shulchan.
I'm doing Tezayin again. Then Yeshurim Eloi Hodashori La'arav Mashke Bekardol Hanodak Yishanu Sonam Bebedyon. So according to the second sheet we're choshes for the sheet of Rabbi, that just adding the liquid and the salt together is considered a problem. So this idea that you're going to shake it around instead of actively stirring it, you're just going to like shake it around. Doesn't help you for the first stage, which is adding the liquid to the salad together and saying how that's not considered a problem with Elisha, according to Rebbe, it is. Therefore, the case has to be that he added the liquid to the joint. So the first stage, which is a problem, mitaraisa, was done before Shabbos, which is mutter. So the only issue of the question is you want to actually stir it together. So now we have the eitza, how to deal with that. Al Shabbos also lost his mashke b'chardol b'shum haksushim. You can't add a liquid into the mustard or into the ground garlic. B'shum losh, because of the iser losh. Even if you're not stirring it at all, just adding the two ingredients together in the container, according to Rabbi, is a problem. Then he says, but Ramos says if he changes the order, it's a yayin marba b'etzba yeshori. So you change the order, and then the stirring you do with the shinui of be'etzba. So the combination of the two, changing the order, deals with the first sheet of the problem, and stirring it deals with the second sheet of the problem, the second stage of the problem. That's the meaning. Okay, that's Mr. Brewer. This is gotten some. Nice and young, Yitrife. So, Gamkin wrote to learn because the point here, don't do it strongly. Atomical canal, and the reason why that we don't want him doing that vigorously is that's the moment of the tikkun. Because the gibel was ayyadei trifa. Kaili and shum. Rama calls him shum shariskai. So if it was like broken down into pieces, it was pulverized, but it wasn't actually ground up into separate pieces. Avlo yiskai, he says, but however, doing shchika, breaking down into small pieces, that you shouldn't do. So what's that about? Amari ben Machusar Dicha. One second. Ashoyser Shikosa Mnei Terubas Agrisim. Ein Sip Yutes B'Mashik Sabna Shalom. What's he talking about over here? Okay, so he's saying you can't be shaykh because you can't grind it down. So he wants to know why not. Mitzad the iser of so he was ready merasik from four Shabbos. So shchika is not considered a real malach afterwards. So what's the problem over here? Because the marriage is mechus adicha. This item wasn't totally crushed yet. Ashoyser. Or we're worried about grinding it, that it not that the because of the greasing is the problem. It's not the problem, is not the shum or the shechalayim, because they've already been marusik for four Shabbos and whatever it is. The problem is you're adding the grease in and they're grinding those up, and that's the problem. Okay. Then he said the next day, he gives him, he can add in pool and greasing, but he can't stir it well. Okay. The marker is in pool. Magrama isa v'noisin the soch pool ugrisin. So you, not that you're adding the pool and grisin into the shum, you're adding the shum into the pool and grisin. V'im hem chamin ayin le'abasim shin yuches yodas v'yotas v'shaburisham. The issue of dabar gush, he'll deal with over the hill of Bishul. The Yesharim came along with this, the Yesharim, their machmer, that the only case which is mutter to be mashka, the be ma'arev, the mashka with the chardal, is in a case where you combine the two before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, it's ready and also just combining the two. This applies back also to the case of, not just the case of Shachalayim, but to the case of Chardol, to the case of yeah. Rami said, "Nesan said full agrees to my Shom him Chamin fine." Yes, Shomim. That Kol Gamal says as well. Davka Shnoyis and a Mashkim Shabbos. Al Nosan a Mashkim Erev Shabbos. Mutal Arab Bekaf Mat Mat Afu Deizu. So that which we're saying that there's an Isser is it's the Isser of actually adding the flour and water together. That's that once they're together. But if they said, if we put the mask in there for Erev Shabbos, so the combining is not the problem. The problem is the stirring, so that you have the heter of if you mar of bekaf mat mat, it works. If you do a biyad not bekli, so you can either use your finger to stir it, or you can actually shake the bowl. If you shake the bowl around, like in a centrifugal force, it forces the ingredients to combine. So that's mutter. The yesharim, the lahod is shorty. Then we brought the yesharim. This also can't be put in a bed. Say koi gamol shachalayim b'shum b'kemal koli niskel liam b'sif yudal. It goes back in every case. But Tom, the seer lahu, the seer is a mashka gufa zeh ubechal gibol. It's not just the act of kneading or stirring, which is called gibol, but just adding the two the solid and liquid into the kli together is called gibol. So therefore, that you have no shinuyins. That has to be that was combined from beforehand. So that what you've accomplished already. So now they actually need it together. It's mutar on Shabbos with the heter of mat mat, or you shouldn't be matar. You shouldn't be matar of bekayach, etc.
Does that imply
that's
only Darabanan,
because
you already did the first stage, which would be against what we saw
already? No. He's saying that you're going to do a
shini
in the second stage. You're
going to
do a
shini
or
mat mat. But it's going to be matar daraisa or
Darabanan. So.
Because earlier the Bir Halacha was supposed to say still daraisa, even the Trumas would say that the second stage is still daraisa.
This svora of not being tarif, not being tarif b'kayach, or being ma'ar b'yad, is a svora which works on the raisa level. It's a shina of the raisa level. It's matar et gomer. The svora of get matamat, I don't remember. It would be a kiddush to me in svora that it does, but I don't know. So you either you do it very gently, or you actually use your finger or something to stir it. Okay. If there's enough liquid which was added before Shabbos that it actually became a dough or became a batter, adding more liquid is not going to change anything. Just adding a little bit of sprinkling of water. We're talking about actually adding real water that you're going to create the dough, or you're going to create the batter, even though it's a small amount. But as long as it creates that, later on Shabbos, you could add in more liquid. So the problem over here is because of lush. So a batter is not really called lisha, You have to do the shinui. The hanush eaten ha'echol tchila b'chagach ha'mashka. The eitz is to switch the order, put the echol first. So this whole Ramah, which is saying a heter of changing the order, is talking about b'liraka. But as time commercial sisa, like the case of shisisa, the shom he tiru dafke b'raka. Because we said before that that case only has a heter of b'liraka. Because the aim killing bein loisa sura of the sura cheres, so don't dafke mina whether it's for this or for later, so that doesn't make a heter. Okay. Then it says, "Say noigam hatay rishinoi." Hana bechardo b'shum who did b'shar mini tibul k'shoysim some dakda k'marvin or some biyachad. The things that you chop a finely and you act, then you use a liquid to make a paste out of them. All of those cases go into this rule that you change the order. Let's leave some aches for tomorrow. I don't want to run through it.